Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Tes. And so Shaul is trying to allegedly give his daughter Merav in marriage to David, but David's going to have to go out, and Shaul sees it might get killed by the Plishtim, and David is protesting and trying to edge his way around a delicate situation. Who am I that I should marry the princess? But in the meantime, the problem is that the subterfuge is revealed right away. Because Vayehi be'es teses Merav bas Shaul leDavid, it was that at the time that Merav, the daughter of Shaul, should have been given to David, es tes, the moment of giving that should have occurred, v'hi nitna la'adriel ha'mecholasi le'isha. But she was given instead to Adriel, the Mecholite, as a wife. So the question is, how is that possible? She's supposed to be marrying David. So one opinion in the Chazal is that she had accepted a betrothal on her own from this Adriel without Shaul knowing about it, which is embarrassing for Shaul, because in that case, maybe he did set her aside for David with a full heart, although potentially thinking she'll be widowed soon. But in fact, she has taken the Kiddushin from this Adriel. The Vayehi, this, again, negative connotation word of tragedy, is what the Gemara uses to then get involved in this whole conversation about Kiddushin B'malveh, that it was the Kiddushin on the debt that David was owed by Shaul. But in fact, in the meantime, so now she's married somebody else. But, chaf, to add complication to complication, Vate'ehav Michal bas Shaul es David. But Shaul's younger daughter, Michal, in fact, loved David. Vayagidu l'Shaul, and they told Shaul about this. Vayishar hadavar be'enav, and this seemed right in his eyes. So there's various explanations of what's going on here. Some say Shaul already knew that Michal loved David, and he knew that Merav accepting Kiddushin from Adriel might be displeasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since she had already accepted a Kiddushin, and now the breaking up would be difficult. So what he's hoping he can do is, he'll give Michal to David instead, and the substitution will be acceptable to both girls, since Michal loves him, to Merav, who accepted somebody else's Kiddushin, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But the problem is, what's right in his eyes is usually a negative connotation. And so what several of the Mefarshim say is he's hoping to disguise his real intention, which is just to complicate matters as much as humanly possible, so that David will be unable to ever fulfill all of the conditions and would eventually find his life endangered. So the Chazal disagree on what happened in what order. So according to Rabbi Yossi, David is going to marry Michal after Merav died. And so there's some discussion of Michal's children later on in Sefer Shmuel, and the Mefarshim say on that, based on this discussion in the Gemara, that Merav had died leaving motherless children, and Michal raised them so they were her children as the foster mother of her nieces and nephews from Michal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says that the marriage agreement between David and Merav was always a Kedushin B'malveh. It was always invalid, and so it was void. But Rabbi Yossi holds that he, in fact, was technically betrothed to Merav, and he could not be married to two sisters at the same time. So, as we'll see in Perek Chaf Hei, he waited till Merav was no longer alive before he married Michal. Again, the Abarbanel says that Shaul never actually said he would give his daughter to the one who defeated Goliath, and he had only heard this as part of the rumors. And so which daughter it was uncertain in the first place. So there's a lot of potential outs, but unfortunately none of them really show Shaul in the best light, except the simple meaning of the words that he saw, that his daughter Michal loved David. He said, let's get the lovebirds together, and they'll make a good marriage of it. Chaf Aleph. Vayomer Shaul et nen alo usihi lo lamokesh. So Shaul said to himself, But unfortunately, he still doesn't show up well, as we see in this pasuk. Because Shaul said, I will give her, Michal, to David, so that she will be a mokesh, a trap, an obstacle, a hindrance to him. Usihivo yad plishtim. And then the hand of the plishtim will be upon him, and they will kill him. Vayomer Shaul el David, b'shtayim tischatein bi hayom. So Shaul said to David, today you will be my son-in-law, through the second one, which is, you know, not probably a great thing for Michal to hear. You'll get the other one. But that's why some of the Mefarshim say that b'shtayim tischatein bi hayom, to two of them, you will be my son-in-law to two. So some say the two doesn't refer necessarily to both daughters, although one pshat is that first it was Meirav and then she died and then it was Michal. But the other pshat of the two is that he has to endanger his life in battle. And then there's going to be a second condition as well. I want a specific present from you. These days, the chassan expects a fancy watch from the in-laws. But here, the in-laws are expecting a fancy present from David. But as we're going to see over the next couple of psukim, it is not a conventional wedding present that Shaul is expecting. It's kind of gross. And it's certainly not what anybody would expect, except that it means national security. The Plishtim are about to become very uncomfortable.